and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593. 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, it's www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you this Thursday morning, September 6th, to the OPT Network. I tell you what, if you have not signed up for Team OPT in the third annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, what in the world are you waiting for? We want you to go online at www.komensinla.org and sign up for the race. You can sign up for Team OPT. It's going to be another fabulous race. We're super excited about it. And this year, we're hoping to make this year's race bigger, better, greater than last year's race. You can also connect with us at our offices at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2 in Alexandria. And that's zip 71302. Or you can simply phone us at 318-445-5658. And so that's how you can connect with us. You can also go to our website and contact us from there. But we want every single person within the sound of our voices to sign up, get involved, and help us to eradicate breast cancer, to help us to be the change that you want to see in fighting breast cancer. We're going to be talking about it. We're going to be talking about the mega raffle, and we're going to be giving you so many ways to get involved that it is unbelievable. Now, this is the first way that you can get involved. You know Davis One Stop that we talk about every single day on Highway 71 in the heart of Cheneyville? Well, there is a way that when you're traveling north or south, you can stop at Davis One Stop. And we've got a beautiful, beautiful, what would you call it, DC? He's trying to figure out a really, really pretty way to put it. We're collecting money, and we've got a Race for the Cure collection bottle, if you will, at Davis One Stop. And so this is how you can help us in fighting breast cancer. If you're traveling north or south, we want you to stop by Davis One Stop and make a donation. It's all going to the fight for the cure. And as we switch gears just a little bit, because we're going to be talking about the race, until the race and even after the race, because that's how big it is. That's how important it is. But this morning, I got to remind you, those school zones are in effect until 9 o'clock. So you need to make sure that you stay engaged, stay on point, get there safely. Make sure that you're slowing down through those crossing zones, and make sure that you're watching out for school buses and school kids that are traveling in this morning. It's Thursday morning, y'all, and the week, I don't know where the week has gone. It's been a short work week for many of you. And it seems like it's getting shorter every single day. But we've got some really, really interesting things that we're going to be talking about after we come back from the break. Things that parents really, really need to connect to. As we're back in school, kids are on the grind. We've got homework. We've got things going on. We're all trying to multitask, where we've got some ways that are going to help parents to help their kids to become better academically, and it's going to help our community. So we want you to stay on point for that. We've also got some other great things coming up in the show, so you got to stay on point. And we've got some great things coming up. We've got some things that are in the pipeline that once they happen, they're going to be so exciting. So every day you got to join us on point to make sure that you're staying in touch with what's happening, not only in Louisiana, but in the world. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break here. It's 7:41 a.m., and we'll be back on the other side of this break.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. With an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Berryhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Berryhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Berryhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of One Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM, and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning. This is Jane Wright Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. And I would like to say thank you to Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us to provide hope to hungry people here in Central Louisiana. Thanks, Team OPT, for your support.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If your morning is just getting started, it's 7:46 a.m. and today is September 6th. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is on point to serve Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. The number to phone for more information is 318-487-1881. And I just can't say enough about State Farm agent Rosa Fields and the job that she and her team do for Rapides Parish. Listen, if you have concerns, if you have issues, if you have questions about your insurance, now is the time to inquire. Again, the number is 318-487-1881. Now this morning, as we're changing gears, let me tell you a little bit about what we're talking about this morning. We're joined by Latessa Matthews. She is the program coordinator for the Volunteers of America. And we're also joined by Kimberly Chalette, who is the facilitator at the Volunteers of America. And for those of you who may not be familiar with VOA, is short for Volunteers of America, they're an organization that has more than a century, 115 years of experience, and their mission is simply this: to reach and uplift American people. Well, what the Volunteers of America are doing now, right now, is they are implementing a program that is more than three decades old. It's called the Wyman Program, and it's an evidence-based program that fosters the positive development of adolescents. And here to talk about that is Kim and Latessa. Ladies, good morning and welcome to the OPT.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So great to have these type of programs just as we're on the heels of getting school started. First of all, let's talk about the Wyman program, Latessa, and what it is.
The Wyman program started the teen outreach program about 30 years ago in St. Louis, Missouri. So now that it's a nationwide program, Louisiana had the opportunity to receive the grant. So with OPH, DHH, Family Planning, they were able to disperse this money into certain parishes throughout the state. Rapides Parish happened to be one, and Volunteers of America was the agency to receive the grant and implement it in our community.
Wow. And so let's talk about how it's going to benefit our community.
Well, with the program, it's for teens ages 12 to 17, and the kids will get lessons and activities on life skills, healthy behaviors, and a sense of purpose.
Mm.
Meaning we'll talk about anything from peer pressure to self-esteem, self-awareness, health hygiene, some sex ed, goals, values, relationships, just an array of different things that you talk about with your kids at home or that they may discuss with their friends. They'll do it in a group setting with a facilitator to keep everything in perspective.
Wow. And so how do we expect to draw the people into this program, Tess?
Well, we're dependent on the community, the parents, and the kids who are interested in having an open dialogue or mm-hmm. who like to talk or just want to be a part of a positive group setting. Again, the different array of topics that we'll talk about are very interesting. There's a curriculum that's put together, so this is not anything Kim and I are going off the top of our heads with. There's an actual curriculum that's put together so that the lessons can be kept in perspective. We'll also talk about community service learning. The kids will have the opportunity to gain 20 hours of community mm-hmm. service learning as mm-hmm. well.
Absolutely. So, Kim, for you, what are you hoping to see come out of this program?
I'm hoping to see that we reach a lot of teens,
mm-hmm.
Teach them very positive things, and they can come better in the community.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're always talking, Tess, about our teens and about issues like bullying and, you know, just things that teens are going through now that maybe we didn't necessarily see 20 years ago or we didn't understand 20 years ago. What do you think is going to be the critical element in helping those teens to open up about these issues and sex and all of the things that teens face in the 21st century?
They will realize that I'm not the only child going through this mm-hmm. or thinking about this or may have had that question. If they're afraid to ask someone else, then they have some positive adults at Volunteers of America who will remain neutral value, mm-hmm. who can talk to them about things. We are not going to, you know, impose our values on them, but we're there to listen and we're there to refer them to other resources that will come in handy for stuff like that.
Absolutely. And so what do we say to parents, Kim, about getting their kids involved in a program like this? Because ultimately the parents are going to be the initiators of getting their tweens and teens into this program.
We ask the parents to bring the children. It takes a village to raise a child. Mm-hmm. And all the positive people that we can put in the children's life is a plus.
Mm-hmm.
As parents, we all go through some of the same struggles. Mm-hmm. But having a child a place to go and be a part of something, regardless if you're sports, you know, or just chess club or whatever, but all on the same value that we are all teens.
Absolutely.
And we have a positive impact.
Absolutely. And that really is critical, isn't it, Tess, that it does. I think that's right on point, Kim. It does take a village. It does take all of us, because none of us really has the right answer for our kids. We're all really trying to figure it out, aren't we?
Exactly. And we're here to work with the parents. We're here to work with the kids. Mm-hmm. This is our second year. The first year, we served 243 kids. This year, we need 350
Wow.
kids. So we are still enrolling. Again, the program is for teens ages 12 to 7 who live in Rapides Parish. Mm-hmm. We've signed kids up in Cheneyville. We've been to LeCount.
Right.
We've been out
Lena.
In Boyce,
Lena.
Lena area. Uh-huh. So we have a group out there. We'll be in LeCount on next Wednesday as well. And we also have a good group here in Alexandria. Along with those great things that they will learn after school, every child that signed up will get a $50 gift card at the beginning and at the end of the program.
Whoa.
So who can't use
$50?
Just to sign up.
Just to sign up.
$50 gift card to where?
To Walmart.
What?
This year. It was Target last year,
great.
But it's to Walmart this year.
Uh-huh.
Now, there is a 50-50 chance of each child or any child participating, because the way they have it set up is a randomization process. So
what does that mean?
We do the recruiting.
Okay.
We send everything to New Orleans. Family planner enter into a database, and the computer just randomly assigns the kids to either the club or the control group. But either way,
uh-huh.
every child that sign up will get a $50 gift card. The only requirement is that you be 12 to 17 and you live within Rapides Parish.
And so what are the two different groups, Tessa? What does that mean, the control group and the club?
The club, if the kids are assigned to the club, then they come to the weekly meetings.
Mm-hmm.
It's broken down into age groups, so of course, your 12-year-old and your 17-year-old won't get the same dialogue, but the topics
Good.
Would be the same. If they go into the control group, they don't get to meet at all. They have to wait a full year to cycle around before they can participate in any of the activities. But it's just the way that the program is set up. It's kind of like a study almost. Again, the goal is to reduce teen pregnancy, school dropout, and school suspension, and that's what we're doing.
And those are really, really some key things. Teen pregnancy, first of all. School suspensions, what are we focusing on to make the difference and to change those statistics?
As far as school, education is very important, so we want to remind and encourage the kids to get your education.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need it to better yourself for the long
right.
road. So even just having a high school diploma is what's needed these days to progress just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as teen pregnancy, we're kind of neutral value at that topic, but we're not encouraging them. We're actually decouraging them to do this. We don't pry, we don't dig,
mm-hmm.
but if the child bring it up, then, you know, we will discuss whatever that is with them. As
we're
far
educated.
As the lessons is concerned, it's more educational stuff.
Absolutely. Let me get a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell parents how they can get their tweens, their 12-year-olds, and their teens involved in this incredible program. Stay on point, everybody. We're back after this.
Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana. Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Race in now. This special rate is available only through October 12th. Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back into the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Now, only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks are trying to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. And, you know, 1 month is a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts. But the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Hello, I'm Tessa Matthews, and I'm the Program Coordinator for Volunteers of America. And I would like to thank Paulette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us promote our teen outreach program. Thank you, Team OPT, for your positive support.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, and a credit union with a heart. Also, Davis One Stop. Again, If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville, and we really, really need you to support our efforts to raise money for the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. And when you stop at Davis One Stop, there is a big, huge bucket waiting for you. Please donate. Help us to eradicate breast cancer. And thank you, Davis One Stop, for being the change that you want to see in this community. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
Hey, if you're just joining the show, we're having an incredibly important conversation for all of those parents who are looking to be the change that we want to see in our kids' lives. And the Volunteers of America is doing just that. This morning, we're joined by Latessa Matthew. She's the program coordinator for the Volunteers of America, and Kimberly Chalette, who is one of the program's facilitators. And one of the things we're talking about is teen outreach, how to reach our teens really right where they are. We're talking about the Wyman program that has been in existence for more than 30 years, really. And they have had an incredible track record, Tess, on showing 53% lower risk of teen pregnancy, 60% risk of school dropout, and 52% lower risk on school suspension. Those numbers are absolutely incredible.
They are, and it's based on a national study that they're doing.
Great. And so we're seeing it across the board. We're seeing these numbers actually lowered and decreasing.
Exactly.
And so one of the things that we want to be clear about for those people that are listening that want to get their 12-year-olds on up to 17-year-olds involved in the teen outreach program is that each city is going to facilitate a group.
Correct. We currently right now we're in Alexandria. We are also in Cheneyville. We will have a group in Lena, and we will be recruiting in LeCount to start a group out there as well.
Okay. So these are the places where we are right now.
This is where we are right now.
Okay. And so for people to connect with this effort, what do they need to do?
They can come to Volunteers of America. We're located at 3704 Coliseum Boulevard, or they can reach us by phone, 442-8026, and get a teen application to fill out and turn back in, and we'll get it processed, and then the kids will receive their $50 gift card, and they will know at that time whether they went into the club or the control. The process takes a couple of days, so it's mm-hmm. not an immediate turnaround because we have to send everything to New Orleans, but due to technology, we can get it
right.
Get it taken care of in a couple of days. But it's a wonderful program, and even if the kids are involved in sports or band or beta club or some other activity, don't let that be a discouragement for signing your child up for the teen outreach program.
Okay, and so what are the times that we're going to be looking at, Kim, for the programs and the meetings and the days?
In the days, for Alexandria, we do from 4:30 to 6. Mondays will be 12-year-olds, mm-hmm. 12s and 13s, and Tuesdays would be 14s, and Wednesdays would be the 15s and 16s, and Thursdays would be the 17-year-olds.
So the length of time that they'll be looking at is what, about an hour and a half?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's about an hour and a half.
Good, and so I'm sure there's going to be lots of good conversation, but probably lots of fun too, huh?
Yes.
Exactly. We love that. Go ahead.
I'm sorry about that.
Boy, when I said fun, everybody was ready.
We do have a lot of fun. We do have a lesson, and we have a light snack, and we have many incentives for good grades mm-hmm. or just for trying and just for participating. We have gift cards to food eateries and wow. Bath and Body Works, and, you know, we keep it very incentive-based, and mm-hmm. we keep it very... But once you get going and once you start to join it, you're just going to want to come to be coming.
Absolutely. And, you know, Tess, especially when you have kids, sometimes it's like all the things that you say to your kids on a regular basis, sometimes they never get it. But then somebody else can come in, like a group like this, like the teen outreach program that can reach a teen, maybe where a parent wasn't able to do that. And so, you know, that's another real incentive for parents to get their kids involved.
It is. Sometimes it takes hearing it from someone else
mm-hmm.
To come across as positive. The same message that they're relaying, we would be relaying, but being that we're doing it in a club setting and we're mm-hmm. making it fun, it may set in a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And we really enjoy the kids. Each year we have to have new kids, so we're trying to touch 1,000 kids in the next 4 years.
Wow.
With the program. We have kids from last year. Miss Tess, we coming back? When can we come back? You know, they're excited because uh-huh. they had a great time. And the parents were very pleased with what took place with the groups as well. The kids always had something positive to tell them. Uh-huh. So it wasn't anything negative that come out of it.
And so what do we think about, and what's been your experience with peer groups? Do they really tend to work?
Yes. I was kind of leery at first because, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes you wonder mm-hmm. if the kids are going to get it, if they're going to like it, or the parents going to support it. But for this first year, the support was so great from the parents, and the kids got a lot out of it. They taught us some things.
Wow.
So that's the best part of my job, learning from the kids. I don't always have to be the teacher, or Miss Kim don't always have to facilitate, but the kids teach us a lot. And right. for them to want to come back and for them to have questions and different things mm-hmm. like that, that makes it easier on us. That keeps the dialogue floating. And it also engages other children in the group who may be reserved or a mm-hmm. little quiet. It gets them to talking as well.
And let me just say this about the program, about Tess and about Kim. What we see right here are two young women, two women with servants' hearts. And that's really what this program is about. It's about serving the community, and that is on full display. We see that, we feel that, and we can't thank you guys enough for taking your time from your families to volunteer, to help, to be the change that you want to see in all of our kids. And so that's why it's really, really critical for parents to get their teens involved, because this is another avenue, another way to reach our kids where maybe we can't do it. So we want to thank you guys, you know, for being the change that you'd like to see in your community.
Well, thank you, and we thank you for having us. And again, I just want to remind the parents or the grandparents or the guardians, the mm-hmm. program is free. There's no cost to the program. But in return, the kids get a $50 gift card for signing up at the beginning, at the end of the year. They also go into a drawing for an iPad, and there are other great incentives throughout the year that they can win as mm-hmm. well for participation and for good grades and for community service learning. So the only requirement, again, is that the kids be 12 to 17 and live within Rapides Parish.
And what's the most important thing, Tess, that in your heart, because that's what I really felt, you guys' heart, what's the most important thing that you want to share with those parents that will ultimately send 300 kids from around our parish? What do you hope that they'll be able to receive?
For the parents, that you have some positive, caring adults
mm-hmm.
At these facilities or at these club meetings that's going to treat your child like their own.
Wow.
I have two small kids. I don't have teenagers yet, but I have nieces and nephews that are older. I have goddaughters, so I'm not going to treat your child any different from mine. I'm going to love them just like I love mine and talk to them and nurture them and all those good things. So we're good, positive people. We're just trying to make a difference. Mm-hmm. And we want to be that person in the middle,
that
so
kind of like that buffer,
that,
huh?
Yeah, that person they can come to. Mm-hmm. Well, let me call them or something like that. Just if it's a question or just if they need something positive, you know, along with the parents. We're taking nothing away from the parents. We're just basically trying to help.
Absolutely. And Kim, for you, what do you hope to see come out of the program, out of this year's program?
I would hope to see a lot of lives be touched
mm-hmm.
and for us to be a part of that, for us to be seen in the communities helping people, and for us to be known, okay, that is the Teen Outreach Program,
mm-hmm.
and for our children to be able to own it and call it their own.
I love it. Don't you love it? Don't you love to hear people that are giving back to their community? We want to thank Latessa Matthews. She's the program coordinator for the Volunteers of America. Kimberly Chalette, who is one of the facilitators at the Volunteers of America. You guys, y'all rock.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT network.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We enjoy.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here, but you got to stay on point because we got more stuff right after this.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593, 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT for your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
This is an On Point Talk playback. Monique, Oscar and Golden Globe Award winner and international talk show host.
Monique, it's amazing to know that every time we see the Monique Show and those doors open, that you're the first African-American woman to host a late night TV talk show. Talk about that.
I am having the time of my life. Every night when that elevator door opens up, baby, the little girl in me want to just run out of there.
Really?
It is everything that I thought it would be, and then it slips into things that I couldn't have even imagined.
Hello, I'm Judge Glenda Hatchett of the nationally syndicated television show Judge Hatchett. See me all the time on Judge Hatchett. And I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bertice Berry, sociologist, author, lecturer, and mother. I have been On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk, well, it's sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. Also, Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for Life, plus so much more. The number to phone is 318-767-2220. And also McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we're switching gears and we're talking about a subject that all young women, young girls and young women, can be excited about. We're talking about the Miss Black Louisiana USA organization and the pageant that is upcoming. And for many of you who may not know about the Miss Black Louisiana USA organization and pageant, here's what the goal is. The goal is to promote educational, financial, and leadership status that will help young women on a national level, especially African-American women and women of color, to get opportunities for education and to achieve academic excellence. And here to talk about those several important things are the director for Miss Black Louisiana USA, Tiffany McGee, and a contestant for this year's pageant, Arnesia Wilson. She's a contestant for Miss Black Louisiana USA 2013. Ladies, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for extending this opportunity.
Yes,
absolutely. So let me start with you, Tiffany, as the director of Miss Black Louisiana USA. Let's talk about the organization and why it was really conceived.
Well, I serve as a financial aid director at Our Lady of the Lake College. And I have been in financial aid and higher education for about 13 years. So I know the importance of funding a post-secondary education. So this was an opportunity for me to be in the community and provide scholarships to African-American women who want to pursue a post-secondary education.
Mm-hmm. And so talk about recruiting young women from across the state and what that has been like. Are we seeing a lot of young women like Arnesia get involved in the pageant?
Not like I would like.
And so why do we think, Tiffany, that is?
I'm not sure. I have pondered that question since the taking on this role. I don't know. We are a pageant state. We have HBCUs that have school queens. So it would be relative that that Southern or Dillard would send their girls and sponsor their girls to be a part of this as the Miss at Nicholls State goes on to be a part of Miss Louisiana USA. So I can't answer that question. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So are we doing promotions to make sure that the young women from various different HBCUs and women of color know about the pageant, you think?
I have, to the best of my ability.
Mm-hmm.
I have reached out to each president at an HBCU across the state. This year I was able to speak to the women at Dillard University. They had a tea time, and they provided some time for me to actually speak to about 175 girls. So I hope other institution will also extend that opportunity as well.
Right. So I want you to speak to those young women that are listening on their way to school this morning and those potential next contestants for Miss Black Louisiana, the experience that those young women really, really undergo when they become a part of this incredible program.
This has been a pivotal year for Miss Black Louisiana. We have done so much in the community as well as socially.
Mm-hmm.
I think for Tori, she was able to attend Essence, and she has a little YouTube video of all the things that she was able to do during Essence. And on next week, she'll be able to sit at the head table with Vivica A. Fox at the NAACP luncheon. And her platform is Dream Big.
Mm-hmm.
And she's such a phenomenal young lady. You wouldn't believe that she's only 13 years old.
Wow.
Yes. And I'm not always at every event that the girls are at, mm-hmm. but during Essence, she spoke to young students who are planning to go to college, and she gave a phenomenal speech where I cried.
Wow. And so how do teens get involved with the program?
We have a teen segment for girls between the ages of 14 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a princess pageant for girls. Ms. Black Louisiana sponsors a princess pageant for girls between the ages of 5 and 13. So we cover all ages to be a part of this organization.
Right. And so how do people connect with the pageant and with Ms. Black Louisiana USA, Tiffany?
If they want to find more about our organization, they can visit our website at MissBlackLouisianaUSA.org to learn about the teen or the Miss pageant. If they want to be a part of our Princess pageant, they can go to princesspageant.b, as in boy, I-Z, as in zebra.
Mm-hmm.
And they can visit us on Facebook. If they just look up Princess Pageant and or Miss Black Louisiana USA, they can find us on Facebook.
Wow. And so what's the most important thing that you'd like to share with those young teenage girls and young women about these opportunities and becoming a part of Miss Black Louisiana?
Miss Black Louisiana, I would like it to be a premier pageant. While there is so much negativity about black women, and if we were able to listen to the First Lady at the DNC on yesterday, I was re-innovated to push forward and make this organization premier as the first day that I signed on.
Mm-hmm.
This is such a premier time, pivotal time, that we have a First Lady in the White House. So this is an opportunity for women to display their beauty, their accomplishments, mm-hmm. and all of their talents with their state.
Wow. Amazing. Give the website one more time, Tiffany, and also give any information that people can reach out and become a part of this phenomenal program.
Our websites are MissBlackLouisianaUSA.org or PrincessPageant.biz, and they can also find us on Facebook under Miss Black Louisiana USA or Princess Pageant.
And so before we've got to let you go, Tiffany, let me ask you this. Where are the pageants held? And so, like, people that are in various different communities, you know, kind of give us the logistics of how that works.
Our first year we had our pageants in New Orleans.
Wow.
As you know, it's expensive to have
Absolutely.
Events in New Orleans. So our first one was at UNO. The second one was at Tulane University. The last other 2 years we have had it, well, last year and this year, we'll have it at the Louisiana State Police Auditorium in Baton Rouge.
Wow. And so for those people that want to get involved logistically, do they need to have sponsors, you know, for the initial registration and getting involved? Do they need to have some entity or some person, some business sponsoring that contestant?
They don't have to, but it definitely helps with out-of-pocket expenses as far as getting prepared for pageant coaching and to make sure that they are prepared for mm-hmm. the pageant. It takes funding to do that, and sponsorships definitely help. And that's another way for a business to get exposure for someone who doesn't know about their business.
Absolutely. And Arnesia is shaking her head in the affirmative. Let's talk before you, and I said this, and we're going to really let you go after this. What about the monies, the scholarship monies for the program?
They are, depending on how much we raise during our pageant year, determines how much we are able to get,
mm-hmm.
give out. Last year we gave out $2,500 between our teen and our miss.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we're hoping to give out at least $5,000. So
wow.
Through ads and ticket sales.
Very good. Tiffany McGee, she is the director of the Miss Black Louisiana USA organization. We want to thank you so much, Tiffany, for taking the time and spending the time with us this morning on the official OPT network. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Arnesia Wilson, who is a contestant for this year's Miss Black Louisiana USA 2013. Stay on point, everybody. We'll be back right after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rahad Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of One Point Talk.
Hello, I am Arnesia Wilson, a contestant in the Miss Black Louisiana Pageant 2013. And I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping bring positive attention to the Miss Black Louisiana campaign. Thanks, Team OPT, for your inspiring support.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle is in Avoyelles Parish and surrounding areas to serve you. The number to phone is 318-346-6695. Also, Hixson Automotive Group there in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, HixsonHasIt.com. Also, Rahide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove dents, but Lynn and Rahide, well, they remove doubts with state-of-the-art technology. If you're just joining the show this morning, we're talking about an incredible pageant that we really want to spread the word about. It's the Miss Black Louisiana USA pageant. And here to talk about her experience and why she got involved in the pageant is Arnesia Williams. Wilson, I'm sorry. She is a graduate of Alexandria Senior High School. She's also a graduate from GSU, Go Tigers, Grambling State University. And she's a mass communications major, and we welcome her back to the show. Arnesia, good morning, and welcome to your very first time.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And so I want you to talk about, now we just got through talking to Tiffany McGee, who's the director, the state director of the pageant. Why aren't more young women of color, you think, in your opinion, getting involved in the Miss Black Louisiana pageant?
Us as young women, we are so been bombarded by a lot of stereotypes that are basically dropped upon us. Like, you know, sometimes society makes us feel like we're not worth the time. And sometimes our own community can kind of discourage us as far as financially, as far as supportive, as far as emotionally, mentally. A lot of young black girls my age we wear a lot of hats. Some of us are in school, and some of us say, oh, I don't really have time for that. You know, I don't really have the time. I'm busy. I'm in school. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. We don't have nobody basically pushing us to think outside the box.
Wow.
And I feel like that's one of the reasons.
And so how did you get pushed to, quote unquote, as you call it, think out of the box and become a part of this pageant?
It's actually an interesting story. I was sitting at home. I was on the couch, and I was watching Alicia Keys' foundation. It was on HBO, and she was basically overseas in Africa helping some of the young people, as far as a lot of the people overseas that has AIDS that can't afford the actual medication. So I was inspired by that, because I've always prayed and asked God to always put me in a position to where I was able to help people and give back to other people. And I was just inspired by that. And it was funny how it happened. It was, I think, 2 days before the actual sponsorship deadline. Mm-hmm. And I called Tiffany, and I was just like, is it too late for me to apply? And she said, no, you can, you know, fill out a letter basically stating why you should be sponsored. And, you know, I did it, got it sent in, filled out the application fee, and was, after that, it just took off.
Wow. And so you said something so interesting and really heartbreaking. You said sometimes the community is not supportive. Talk about that.
Yeah, sometimes us as young black women, we don't really have that full support from our community, especially in the black community. And the reason why I say that is because we're bombarded by so many different types of stereotypes to where we don't have nobody mentoring us, saying, you know, you can do it, you are worth it. You know, it's very rare that you would see people doing that to young black women. Wow. And it ties into my platform for the pageant, because it got to the point where I was saying to myself, well, it's time for us to, you know, stop being this way. It's time for us to work together. And that's another reason why I wanted to sign on to do the pageant and be a part of this organization, is because I like what it represents, to the point where I'm able to meet other young black women like myself.
Right.
And, you know, build friendships. meet people. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very important that us as young Black women to do that.
And so let's talk about your platform. What is your platform for this pageant?
My platform for the Miss Black Louisiana 2013 pageant is Step Up and Step Out, where I will be implementing and encouraging young Black women to not be complacent in the various stereotypes that are placed upon us.
Wow. And you talk about stereotypes. What exactly do you mean when you say stereotypes?
Us as Black women, young Black women, and I say young Black women a lot because it's very important to me because I'm a young Black woman.
Right. How old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay.
And I say that a lot because that's the main area that I want to focus on. I see we have so much potential mm-hmm. to be great and do all these things, but we don't have nobody pushing us, nobody mentoring us. I just have a passion, I guess you can say, for it because I can honestly relate to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to the point where I was like, okay, you know what? This can't be anymore. I have to do something.
Right.
And doing the Miss Black Louisiana pageant or just being involved in the process is good for me because it's encouraging myself.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we have to encourage ourselves, especially as young Black women. And the stereotypes that I feel that are placed upon us is, you know, us being young, people consider us to just go do modeling and, you know, go doing music videos. And I feel like the media has really distraught our sense of mindset
mm-hmm.
to where it's like they're basically only telling us this is what we're good for.
Wow. You know, I think that's tough to hear for a lot of people. And I think as women, you know, we all have barriers to overcome. And I think it's an incredible undertaking. And I really hope that people will feel your heart because you're really, really saying a lot about what you feel that the women of your generation really need to go to that next level. I want you to talk about now the journey that you have been on since you embarked upon getting involved in Miss Black Louisiana USA.
Growing up, I've always battled with myself. Basically by some of the decisions that I've made, a lot of the disappointments that I brought upon myself. I did a lot of battling with myself, basically saying if I'm worth it or if I'm not.
Wow.
If I'm capable or if I'm not. And it was really hard for me over the years to just kind of live because I knew what I had inside me,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't really have nobody pulling it out of me.
Wow.
So it kind of just settled. And it got to the point where I didn't want it to be that way anymore
mm-hmm.
because I knew what I was capable of. I knew what I had. I knew the talent and the gifts that I possessed, and I wanted to share.
Mm-hmm. And so when you don't have anybody pushing you and you don't have anybody telling you that you're beautiful and that you can be successful, where does that come from? Where does that inner drive to say, even though maybe I don't have the person mentoring me or the people mentoring me, and maybe I don't feel that I have the advantages of other people, where does that drive, even after the disappointments, the self-disappointments, how do you pick yourself up as a young woman? Keep going.
Well, number one is you have to really find your place in God.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. You have to really know who you are in Christ, because if you don't, you will not know who you are, period. It's really hard to find yourself through this life without him in it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know who you are in Christ first. And after you realize that, people wonder, you know, how can a person be, you know, so confident in themselves when they don't have confidence in God? Doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
So me, myself, personally, I had to go all the way down in order to humble myself in order so I can be picked up again. So I think that's what happened.
Powerful. Y'all, let's get a quick break here. We're joined by Arnesia Wilson talking about the challenges, but the beauty of Miss Black Louisiana USA. It's an incredible conversation, one that I think you want to stay on point for. We're back after this.
Thank you.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Race in now. This special rate is available only through October 12th. Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back into the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Now, only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593, 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director of the YWCA, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas with On Point Talk for helping us nurture kids and their potential. Thanks, Team OPT, for helping us in the Central Louisiana community.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, what an incredible conversation that we're having with Arnesia Wilson. She is a contestant for the 2013 Miss Black Louisiana USA. And you know what? It's about really encouraging women of color, young women of color, to get involved in the pageantry. And, you know, we talk about pageants, but they're more than just beauty. They help to build our young women's self-esteem, their confidence, being who they are. And they also provide scholarship monies. And Arnesia, during the break we were talking, and I was just saying to Arnesia, and I want to say to our listeners that we really felt your heart. And I hear you very loudly and very clearly, but what I sense is that you have found your voice as a young woman. How did that happen?
I have. Over the years of being in college, you experience so many different personalities and you come across so many different types of people to where your personality may not be good for their personality. Sometimes you have to kind of mold yourself into the society that we kind of live in, mm-hmm. to where it's like, I have a voice too. I want to be heard too. I don't want people talking over me, looking over me, because to me, that's disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's my time to let people know how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's a problem.
And you know, I just pulled this up for Arnesia in the studio. And for those of you who are regular listeners to the OPT Network, you might recall when we had Letticy on this summer talking about her book, Better Than All Right, Finding Peace and Love. And not only for African-American women, but for all women, we have to find our voices. We have to find that inner peace. And we happen to be talking about women of color this morning because we're talking about the Miss Black Louisiana USA organization and pageant. But I believe, Arnesia, that that holds true for all women, finding that inner beauty, regardless to what society says and who we are and being okay. But what I hear and probably will resound within the young women in your age group is that you need more empowerment. You need more women of color and women in general to tell you that you can.
Mentorship. We need mentorship. We need mentors, somebody who will step in and sacrifice their time.
Do you think that women in your age group, Arnesia, are willing to receive that hand? And can you accept, because women from my age group and probably your mother's age group, we are very different mm-hmm. in the way that we see things and our views are very different. Do you think that young women are able to receive that hand?
I believe so. I believe that they are. The young women that I am, that I want to attract is still at that age where they're bendable.
Mm.
To where they're bendable to where I can basically make them change from the direction that they're going in. They just need somebody to listen to them. They have so much to say, but being pushed aside, you know, how can they ever get it out? Sometimes having stuff kept inside can make us as young women act out in so many other different ways by turning to so many other different things, as far as drugs, mm-hmm. as far as sex, as far as the media. They turn to something to where they can feel comfort in. Why not put that energy into education?
Mm-hmm.
Why not put that energy into motivation, encouragement? Why not put it into activities, gifts that they have that's inside of them, but they don't have nobody pulling it out?
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to pull it out of them, because if not, they'll sit on it. I came up with this analogy to where I feel that people are in a box, and they stay in that box to where they begin to suffocate themselves. Why? Because they're sitting on their own box.
Wow.
To where you're sitting on your own box, basically suffocating yourself from society, to when all you have to do is get off your box and let yourself out.
Wow. Amazing. You know, you have said so much this morning, and this is about Miss Black Louisiana, but I thought it was about that, but it's really, this morning has been a revelation for myself, and I know for many people, that it's so much bigger than that. And Miss Black Louisiana is a venue. It is an avenue to help young women like yourself to come out of the box, to come together, and hopefully to understand that we're all great in our own right, and to find those gifts and those talents that lie within. You have been incredible in articulating not only your platform, but your heart. And we heard you this morning. Now, I want you to tell people how they can connect with you to purchase an ad, to be that mentor, and to be the change in not only your life, but in the lives of those that you will ultimately touch. How do people do that?
Well, you can either visit my Facebook page, Arnesia Wilson, add me as a friend. You can go like the Miss Black Louisiana page, stay on top of everything that we have going on as a group. You can email me at wilsonarnesia@yahoo.com and just reach out to me. I will be more than happy to give you all the information that you need as far as purchasing an ad
Now let's do this, because a lot of us are old school. We're not going to go through all that technology. What's a phone number where people can reach you and you can sit and discuss with them what those ads cost? And let me just say to all of those people listening, if you have ears this morning, and I know that you do because you guys are the best, I don't know about you, but I heard something this morning that really distresses me, because I wonder, as a people, if we're doing enough for our young people. Have we really heard them? And so I'm moved by that, and I hope that you are too, because I think that we have not been listening. I think we've been teaching. I think we have been very much like Priscilla Knox Morrison said a couple days ago, we have been controlling our kids because we want them to appear perfect. And so maybe we haven't been listening. But this morning, I hope that you heard Arnesia's heart, and it probably is indicative of what many of our young people are feeling. And so this is what I want you to do, Arnesia. I want you to give your phone number for those people that can connect. This is not just about a pageant. This is about a voice. What's that number?
You can reach me at 318-229-2020.
Absolutely. We want to encourage all of you. Give yourselves a hand. We're going to be back right after this.
Oh, that smile. Same letter C, but she ain't walking, she's flying. New day making big news. See if love found me, can surely find you. See it.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, this is the quickest, most fun part of my morning, every single morning, and I hope it is of yours, too. It goes by so quickly. We're so out of time. We just want to thank you, as always, for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you guys so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. And I tell you what, we really learned something about change this morning. Remember, change starts with you. And it starts with me. As Gandhi says, be the change that you want to see in the world. And if not in the world, at least in your community. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Thanks always for listening. Thanks for being on point. And thank you for spending your mornings with us. Have a great Thursday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Friday. Have a great day.
On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpoint.com.